Okay, today's daf is Bav Metzia daf Nun Tes. We left off in daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. We are in the third wide line of daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. We're right in the middle of the sugya of Ona'as Devarim, says the Gemara. It's a strange sentence, strange way to begin a sentence. The Gemara starts the sentence with the word Sheharei. But Rashi points out that this is the beginning of a new sentence. This is not a continuation of the last half of the last sentence that we just said. Sheharei HaDavar Masru L'Lev, called Davar Masru L'Lev, Nemar Bav Yaresa Melokecha. The Gemara has an assumed question, an implied question. The implied question is, why Dafka by the Yisr of Ona'as Devarim does the Torah follow up the Yisr with the phrase v'yareisa melokecha, that a person needs yira shemayim? So that's the Gemara's answer. Is it says v'yareisa melokecha because this is the type of thing that is masr l'lev, that it's in a person's heart, and we can never really know for sure what a person intends. Says Rashi, haishare litein tam lama nebra bo yira nakatlei. It's explaining why yira is associated with this iser. V'achi kamar shari kol advar malalu ein tov vasan v'rasan masur lahakir el libo shal osa hu yodea in la'akel im la'kalkalos, that it's not something that other people can know what your true intentions are. Only you know what you really mean. You could say, oh, I didn't really mean anything by it. I really meant only good. I didn't mean to do anything bad. Meaning, assuming the example of Ona'as Devarim, where you tell somebody that if you're looking to buy tevua, go to that guy. That guy is selling tevua. So you could say that I really thought he was selling tevua. I didn't know that he wasn't selling tevua and that it was going to be an embarrassing situation for both the purchaser and for the guy who you claimed was selling the tevua. You could say that you really thought it was legitimate. So since it's masr l'lev, you need a certain sense of yira shemayim in order to stay away from this iser. Amar Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Shum Benichai, Gadol Ona'as Devarim Me'Ona'as Mamon. Ona'as Devarim is even worse in a sense than Ona'as Mamon. Shezen Amar Bav Yireisim Elkecha, V'Zalon Amar Bav Yireisim Elkecha. That Ona'as Devarim, it says Yireisim Elkecha, but it does not say v'yareisim elokecha by Ona'as Mamon. Rabbi Lazar Omer, zeh beguf zeh bemamono. Another difference is that Ona'as Devarim is done beguf, Ona'as Mamon is only done in somebody's mamon, says Tosfos. V'had amin perek ha-gozel basra, ha-gozel l'chaver shav pruta kil gozel neshmaso. Aye, doesn't the Gemara say in Baba Kama that when you steal even a pruta from somebody, it's as if you stole his neshama? Doesn't that make it sound like that's also against his guf? Says Tosos, Hainimishum Dupamim Ra'av Kaved, Ve'en Labame Liknos. That's because very often there are famines, people are starving, people are very poor, and if you steal that Shavapruta, he's not going to have any money to buy food. So that's when it's considered a sin against his guf. But there are plenty of people that have enough money that if you steal a Shavapruta, that they're not going to starve because of it. And then it's only against his mammon, it's not against his guf. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar back in the Gemara, Zeh Nitan Li Shavon, V'zeh Lo Nitan Li Shavon. That the difference is, Ona'as Devarim can never be returned. Ona'as Mamon can be returned. You can return the difference of money. Tani Tani Kamed Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Kalamal Bnei Chaver Barabim Kilu Shofech Damim. When a person embarrasses somebody else publicly, it's as if he has spilled his blood. Amalei Shaper Kamed, he said, oh, you're good gazakt, he said well. Dechazinalei Da'azil Sumka V'asi Chavra. Because we know that when you embarrass somebody, the redness, the color leaves his face, and instead his face turns white. Says Tosfos, but doesn't his face turn totally red first? It turns beet red, and then it turns white. So says Tosfos, yeah. Umasha madim betchila lefisha hadamim misasvin levroach. It's because all the blood is gathering together to get ready to run away from his face. That's why it turns red first before it turns white. But that's the idea that when the blood drains from a person's face, it's as if you are shofech damim. The Maharal explains that the redness, my friend Rabbi Eli Storch told me last night at a chasana, that the Maharal explains that the redness that a person has in his face represents a person's individuality. When you embarrass somebody, when you make fun of somebody, usually it's because you don't like the fact that they are different than you, or different than what you would want them to be. That if someone is very parva and he's exactly like you, and he just fits in, he fits in exactly where you would want him to, so then you wouldn't embarrass him. You embarrass someone because he has something unique about him, and you're trying to take away that uniqueness. You're trying to rob him of that uniqueness. So the redness represents his uniqueness, and when you embarrass him, you're turning him white, you're turning him into vanilla, plain vanilla, regular guy. And that's ki'ilu shofech dam, and that's as if you killed him. Because what makes each and every person special is that each of us is unique, and that's why it's considered as if you're shofech damim. Amalei Abayi l'Rav Dimi b'marav b'may zehiri. So Abayi said to Rav Dimi, what are people careful about in Eretz Yisrael? Amalei ba'achveri api. People are careful in Eretz Yisrael about whitening other people's faces, about embarrassing people. Damar Rabbi Chanina, hakol yardim l'gehenim chutz mishlosha, that everyone goes to Gehenim except for three people that don't. So says Gemara, hakol sal gadaiduch? Everybody goes to Gehenim. So Ela'ema kol yardim l'gehenim olim chutz mishlosha. No, not everybody goes to Gehenim. Tzadikim don't go to Gehenim. What we mean to say is that everybody who goes to Gehenim comes out of it, except for three people, sheyardin ve'ein olin, who go down to Gehenim and don't come back out. Ve'elu hein, and those three are haba aleishas ish va'amal mrechaver barabim va'mechana sheimra lechavero. The three that go to Gehenim and do not come out are someone who sleeps with a married woman, someone who embarrasses other people publicly, and someone who makes a negative nickname for his friend. Now the Ritva asks, how can we equate Baal Eishes Ish to Mal B'nei Chaver Barabim? The Gemara is about to say in a few lines from now that Mal B'nei Chaver Barabim is much worse, that you don't even have a Chelek L'Olam Haba if you're Mal B'nei Chaver Barabim. Baal Eishes Ish, at least you have a Chelek in Olam Haba. So that's the Ritva's Kasha. So the Ritva answers in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that we're talking about a Baal Eishes Ish where you have where she actually gives birth to a child based on that Bia, and the child's a Mamzer. And that's as bad as Malvin Panim. The Ritva also answers that Baal Eishes Ish has a Chelek L'Olam Haba only if the person got killed in a Beis Din. Because then misaso kaparaso, the fact that he got killed is a kapara for him. Over here we're talking about a guy who didn't get killed in a Beis Din, and on that level he's similar to a Malvin Panei Chavero. And the Chidushim HaMiyuchasim L'Ritva writes that a Baal Eishes Ish has no Chelek L'Olam Haba like a Malvin Panei Chavero. That which the Gemara is going to say later on, that a Baal Eishes Ish does have a Chelek L'Olam Haba, that's only if you're Baal Safek Eishes Ish. But if you're Baal Vadei Eishes Ish, then there's no Chelek L'Olam Haba. And finally the Maram Shif explains that Bein Malvin Panim, Bein Baal Eishes Ish, either one, if you didn't do Tshuva, there's no Chelek L'Olam Haba. And if you do tshuva, there is a chelek l'olam haba. Tshuva works for both of these averos. Why does the Gemara later distinguish between them and say that there's no chelek l'olam haba for a malvin panim, but there is for a baal eishes ish? Because most of the time, when you're baal eishes ish, you know you did something wrong, and therefore you're much more likely to actually do tshuva. If you do tshuva, you're gonna have a chelek l'olam haba. But when you're malvin panei chavero, very often people don't view that as a real avera. Anything that only involves words, or that people don't view that as a real avera, they don't even remember that they did it. Certainly the person who's embarrassed remembers, but the person who does the embarrassing very often doesn't even remember that he did it, and he doesn't view it as a major avera, so he's unlikely to do tshuva. And if he's unlikely to do tshuva, so then he's taka going to be en l'chelek l'olam haba. Says the Gemara, mechana hainu malbin, why is mechana sheimra l'chavero a separate iser than malbin p'nei chavero? Isn't it the same thing? When you make a nickname for your friend that's going to be a derogatory nickname, so isn't that embarrassing? Isn't that the same thing? So the bottom line of the Gemara says, Gemara, Avagav de Dashbe Bishmei, even though it's a name that the guy is used to, meaning everyone's called him that, you know, they called him Tiny his whole life, they called him Tubby his whole life, whatever it is, something making fun of anything about him, you know, his physical stature or whatever, so it's something that he's been used to his whole life, so that's not, it's not Malbim Padov anymore, he doesn't turn white anymore, he's totally immune to it at that point. But nevertheless, it's still going to be Aser. Why is it Aser then, if he's totally immune, if he doesn't become embarrassed? So says Rashi, Kvar hurgal b'kach she'mechanam osokein, ve'in panim mislabnos, his face doesn't turn white, u'mikol makom zelach lima miskavin, but you intended to humiliate him, and that's why it's going to be Aser. So says the Kesef Mishnah, according to Rashi, if you didn't intend to humiliate him, it's just what everyone calls him, and he's no longer embarrassed by it, so some would be mutter. It's only a problem if you intended to humiliate him. Amar Rabba Bar Chanan Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Noach L'Ladam Sheyav Al Safek Eishes Ish V'Al Yad M'nei Chaver Barab Minalei. That the fact that it's better to be Baal Safek Eishes Ish, to sleep with a woman who's a Safek Eishes Ish, rather than to be Malvin P'nei Chavero, how do we know that that's true? How do we know that that's in fact the halacha? Midadarish Rava, from the fact that Rava Darshan as follows. Didarish Rava, Maidich Siv, Uvitzali Samchu V'nei Asafu Karu V'lo Damu, that David HaMel Melech was saying that that when I limped, my enemies were happy and they gathered against me and they ripped me open and they were not silenced. Amr Davluf Nekarish Baruch Ribono Shalom. You know that if they would rip open my flesh, my blood wouldn't even drip to the ground, meaning my blood is totally drained. I've been so embarrassed. So even when they're learning Negaim and Olos, which Tosfos points out, have nothing to do with halachos of Baal Eishes Ish, but people just like to bother me about the whole Maisa with Basheva, when I took her from Uriah, I sent Uriah out to war, and I took this married woman. So people, in the middle of learning Negaim and Olos, totally different halachos, they start saying, "Hey, David, what's the halacha when someone's Baal Eishes Ish?" So I respond to them very sharply. Yeah, a Baal Eishes is misasa b'chenek. He dies with chenek, but you know what? He has a chelek in olam haba. Aval malbin es pnei chaver barabim ain lo chelek l'olam haba. But if you embarrass somebody publicly, you don't even have a chelek l'olam haba. So you think you're such hotshots, you can make fun of me that I was Baal Eishes Ish. What you're doing right now by embarrassing me and humiliating me about it is even worse. It's ain lo chelek l'olam haba. The Rambam in the Sakhtamat Perichelek, a lot of the Rishonim are bothered. Why does Malbin Pnei Chaveru not have Chelek Lol Maba? Is it such a severe Isser that there's no Chelek Lol Maba? So the Rambam in the Sakhtamat Perichelek says it's not because of the Chomer HaIsser that you don't have a Chelek Lol Maba. Malbin Pnei Chaveru Barabim is not mentioned as one of the major Isurim. It's just that when a person is Malbin Pnei Chaveru Barabim, the Rambam says it reveals something about the person. It tells you something about his neshama, it tells you something about his nefesh, and it says it's such a nefesh grua v'chaseira, that he's such a low life, that's the way he has to lift himself up by embarrassing other people. He says such a nefesh grua v'chaseira just isn't cut out for the olam ha-shlemus, for a world where shlemus is key, where a person has to be refined and just a finer person. So that's it's an indication of what his nefesh is like in general. It's not the chomer iser of being malbim pnei chavero. Tosov here says this. There's major machlokas Rashi Tosov here when David HaMelech is saying that it's better to be baal safek eishes ish rather than to be malbim pnei chavero parabim. What was the suffix Eishes Ish over here? David HaMelech slept with Basheva. There was no suffix. She was married to Uriah. So what's the suffix? So Tosfos quotes that Basheva was a suffix Eishes Ish. He quotes from Rashi, Mishum dekal yotzi l'melchemes beis David, kosev get l'ishto, al menas she'im yomus yigarshena, v'lo tizakik liyavam. That anyone who would write anyone who would go out to melchemes beis David would first write a get to their wife, a conditional get, Almanas, that if they die, the get should be chal, so that the wife wouldn't have to do yibum. V'kolos miyam, he's suffering megreshes. And therefore, so long as the war is still going on, the woman is suffering megreshes. If her husband dies, it's going to turn out she was divorced the whole time. If her husband doesn't die, it's going to turn out that she was an Eishes Ish the whole time. When David slept with Basheva, Uriah was still out at war, and therefore, suffix Eishes Ish. That's what she was. Says Tosos, so Kashal Rabbeinu Tam, Dimkein Einze Kala Yotze. He says, why then is the phrase that anyone who goes out to Melchemes Beis David writes a get l'ishto? It should only be people who have a brother and don't have children. I mean, if the whole point is to avoid Yibum, why is it Kol HaYotze? Probably most of the soldiers had children or didn't have a brother. Right, so why is it Kol HaYotze? So he says, "Mi'ubekuntroslav dafka nakad yavam elishlotasagin." It could be they were writing a get, even forgetting Yibum concerns. Maybe they wrote a get so that the woman wouldn't be an aguna. It's a good reason to write a get, also a conditional get. But then Tos says, "Vod kashul rabbeinu tam." It says Mesech Shabbos, very famously, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Vav, "Kol Omer David chate inu elatoa," that anyone who says that David sinned is making a terrible mistake. But Uriah returned from the war. So if Uriah returned from the war, then according to Rashi, the get was never chal. And if the get was never chal, David made a very big sin. He slept with an Eishes Ish. If the get was never chal, she was an Eishes Ish the whole time. So he says, maybe you could say that they made a tenai, that not if I don't return from the war, but if I don't return at the end of the war. And at the end of the war, he didn't return. Uriah came back in the middle, and David sent him back out to David tried to send him back home. Uriah refused to go back home. he said, they need me out in the battlefield. So Uriah went back out to the battlefield. He actually never returned home at the end of the war. So since he never came back at the end of the war, maybe that's why the get was chal, and that's why the Gemara says that David didn't really sin in the end of the day. He says, aye, but the Gemara says in Maseches Gittin that Mahi Bosan Ayamim, Rabbi Yudah Marei Keshus Ish Lekol Dvareha, that according to Rabbi Yudah, she has a din of an Eshus Ish in the interim. Rabbi Yosef Mugreshes Veinim Greshes, and Rabbi Yosef says she's a Safek Eshus Ish. So either way, David sinned. Right, whether she's suffocatious ish or vadaatious ish, either way, David sins because you're not allowed, even according to Rabbi Yossi, because you're not allowed to sleep with her. So toward the end of the Tosos Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, this is Rabbeinu Tam Shita, he says it a few times in Shas, that by Melchemes Beis David are you Megarshin Lagamri below Shum Tanai. That before a person went out to Melchemes Beis David, they didn't write a conditional get, they wrote a get, and that was it. They wrote an absolute get. Why is she called a suffix Ashes Ish then, if it's a get? Meaning, there's no suffix, she's not an Ashes Ish, it's totally fine. Says Tosos, because they used to keep the get quiet. They would keep it under wraps, so that when the husband was away at war, people wouldn't come and try to marry the wife. So they would keep it very quiet, the fact that they wrote a get. But definitely Batsheva had a get. She was absolutely divorced when David slept with her. Of course, the difficulty with Tosos, with Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, is that if everybody did it, if Kol Yosef Lechamas Beis David, Kosev Get Prisos Leishto, so how does keeping it a secret help? Everyone knew that was just standard. It was standard fare. That's what you would do before you go out to war. You'd write a get for your wife. And then Tosos concludes with a kasha that he doesn't answer. He says, kasha da filu baal eishas ish vaday tov mimalbin, mi dekamer David ha baal eishas ish mishtasa b'chenek. What's David's svara? Why baal eishas ish is not as bad as malbin p'nei chavero? Because baal eishas ish yichayv chenek, malbin p'nei chavero ye ein lo chelik lo maba. Well, baal eishas ish yichayv chenek, even if it's a vaday eishas ish, the Gemara says, how do I know that it's better to be Baal Safek Eshes Ish than to be Baal Mpnei Chavero? David's Raya is so strong that it's even better to be Baal Vaday Eshes Ish. So why does the Gemara only say Safek Eshes Ish? The Svara David uses applies to a Vaday Eshes Ish as well. So the Achronim answer, I think the Maram Shif answers, that a Safek Eshes Ish doesn't get killed in Beis Din, and therefore he doesn't have a Kapara. So since he doesn't have a kapara, the suffocation ish in a sense is worse. I think Rashash points out that the suffocation ish is worse because, similar to what we said before, the guy doesn't really think he did an avera. That in general, when it comes to suffic isurim, it comes from Ben Yonah, that when it comes to suffic isurim, people generally don't do tshuva on a suffic isur. Because they assume, you know what, 50-50, I probably didn't even do anything wrong. So since people don't do tshuva on a suffic isur, it's much more difficult to achieve kapara for a Safek Isser. In general, similar to what the Rambam writes about Shmir Seinayim, that when it comes to Isurim of Hirhurim and Hirhurei Avera, things like that, and Hirhurei Arayos, so people, it's a very severe Isser, mostly because people don't think that they did an Isser. And if people don't feel like they did an Isser, they're not going to be inspired to do tshuva. So in that sense, Safek Eishes Ish is worse than Vadei Eishes Ish. Right, it's worse than vadeishes because you're never going to do tshuva on suffocatious ish. Anyway, says Gemara Vayter, Amar Zutra Bar Tovi Amar Rav, Vamri Lo Amar Rav Chana Bar Biz, Amar Rav Shum Chassid, Vamri Lo Amar Rav Yochum Shum Rav Shum Yechai. Somebody says, Noach Lo Ladam Shiapil Atzmal Lekiv Shonei Ish Val Yam Pnei Chaver Brabim. Better to throw yourself into a fire than to embarrass somebody publicly. Minalan, how do we know that? Mitamar Dechsev Himutseis. Pasuk says she was taken out to be killed. V'hishal Chal Chameh, and then she sends a message to her father-in-law to Yehuda, whoever owns these items is the man who impregnated me, right? But she never said explicitly it was Yehuda who impregnated me. She would not embarrass him publicly. If he wanted to fess up himself, wonderful, let him confess. But she was not going to do it for him. She was not going to embarrass him, right? Rashi says the diuk is that even though he would say she was being taken out l'sreifa at that moment, that she knew they were going to kill her, nevertheless, she didn't reveal who it was. Tosa says the diuk is from the fact that it says himutseis without an aleph. So as in v'yatsa seish b'tzion, as if in the kindling of a fire, that she was actually started to be singed by the fire. She was that close to getting killed. So anyway, so that's why the Gemara sounds like saying la'halacha, better to get yourself killed than to embarrass somebody publicly. It sounds like it's not just an agada, because the Gemara is proving it from a Maisa Shahaya. So if it's proven from Maisa Shahaya, this was an actual person who actually did this. So it makes it sound like you're actually supposed to do this. And in fact, Tosos Masechta Sotah Daf Yud seems to paskin this la'alacha, because Tosfos asked the kasha, why isn't this one of the big three? Whenever we say that there are three averus and yaharig v'aliyavar, how come we don't in the Gemara Sanhedrin, we say that avodah zarah ki l'arayis shvichas dam rol yaharig v'aliyavar, we never say anything about this. So Tosfos says it must be because we're only mentioning in the Gemara Sanhedrin, we only mention those yisurim that are explicit in the Torah. Halbanas p'nei chavero is not explicit in the Torah, but it is just as bad. Meaning, but ein achinami, it is yaharik v'aliyavar. Rabbeinu Yonah also writes that it is yaharik v'aliyavar, it's just not mentioned separately because it's part of Ritzicha. It's like you killed someone like we saw on Barman and Chesam and Beis. So Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah seem to assume halacha l'maisa, that it's better to get killed than to embarrass somebody publicly. The Binyan Tzion has a tshuva where he explains that he holds that this is true, halach l'maisa, that you would pass like this, halach l'maisa, if one were faced with such a situation, where it's either die or embarrass somebody publicly, that it's better to die. It's hard to believe. The Rambam doesn't quote this halacha, right? That which leads you to believe the Rambam held it was nagadata, that it's not something that was halach l'maisa. The Nachal Eshkol explains that maybe the Rambam holds that it was Dafka Tamar who did this, because Tamar had a din of a Ben Noach, and a Ben Noach is not mitzuv in the mitzvah of v'chai b'hem. So maybe because she didn't have the mitzvah of v'chai b'hem, it was mutter for her to give up her life for this Avera, but for us, it's only an agadata. For us, it's just to ingrain in us how severe it is to be mal p'nei chavera, but not halach l'maisa. What does the pasuk say? What does the pasuk mean when it says that you shouldn't do ona'as dvarim on amiso? So am she'itcha b'torah mitzvos al taneu. It means someone who's with you in Torah mitzvah. So some understand that that means as opposed to a guy, where you're allowed to do ona'as dvarim on a guy. The Ritva, pretty interesting. Others understand that it means that you're not allowed to do ona'as dvarim on someone who's a ben Torah. But if they don't observe Torah, if they're an avarian, then you're allowed to do ona'as dvarim on them. The Ritva says no. It's a special iser not to do a nos dvarim on a wife. She's called Am Shidcha B'Torah Mitzvos. So why is she called someone who's with you in Torah Mitzvos more so than anybody else? Adraba, she's not Mechayevus in Talmud Torah. No, but she's Itcha B'Torah Mitzvos. If there's going to be any driving force in a man's life to drive him to learn Torah and to do mitzvos, it's going to be his wife. So that's why she's the one that's referred to as Itcha B'Torah Mitzvos L'Chara, according to the Ritva. Amrav, La'olam Yehayadam Zahir Ba'ona'as Ishto, Shemitoch She'demas Matsuya Ona'as Akrova. That a person should always be careful about the Ona'ah of his wife, because since she cries easily, it's Ona'ah is very common. Amrav Blazer, Miyom Shenekro Beis HaMikdash Ninu Lushari Tfilah, Shenemar Gam Kezak Vashaveya Sasam Tfilah Si, that since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the gates of Tfilah have been closed, and even though the gates of tefillah are closed, the gates of tears are not closed. But to my tears, they're never going to be silent. Anyone who follows his wife's advice probably means in an unquestioning way, where he just doesn't think, he just does whatever his wife tells him, so he's going to fall to Gehenim. Shenemer rak lo haya ka'achav agomer, the pasuk says that Achav just followed after the advice of Izevel Ishto. But don't people say that if your wife is short, you should bend down and whisper to her and hear what she has to say? Meaning that you should always listen to what your wife has to say. There's an interesting discussion of why Dafka talks about wife being short, but again, we don't have time for it now. Lo kasha, hab mili d'yalma, hab mili d'beisa. No, the difference is that when it comes to worldly matters, so you shouldn't listen to her. When it comes to matters of the home, which she knows better than you about matters of the home, then you should listen to her. Lishna achrini, hab mili d'shamay. Others say that no, when it comes to religious, spiritual matters, so then the man knows better. He shouldn't listen to her. When it comes to mili di alma, to worldly matters, she knows better. I'm going to write some of the Acharonim explain that Ish v'Isha, the man is with the Yud. The difference between Ish and Isha, the Gemara says, man is with the Yud, Isha is with a Hey. Right? And that's why if Shalom Beinahem, Shechina Shruya Beinahem, the Gemara says that when they're at peace with each other, the Yud and the Hey, Ka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is with them. But also, the Medrash says that Yud was the oath that Olam Haba was created with, Hey is the oath that Olam Hazeh is created with. So the Isha, who has the Hey, is more attuned to Olam Hazeh. The Ish, who has the Yud, is more attuned to Olam Haba. Amar Rav Chisda, Kala Sharon Ninalim Chutz Mishare Ono. All the gates are closed except for the gates of Ono. Shenemar, Hine Hashem Nitzav Al Chomas Ancha Ubiyado Anach. Amar Blazra, kol nifra b'yidei shliach chutz mi'ona'a. Everyone else is going to get their punishment and their payback through shliach, except for ona'a. Shnemar v'yado anach. Amar b'yavo, gimel ein apargo ninal b'fneim. There are three people that the barrier is not going to be locked in front of them. Rashi says, what does that mean? Einu ninal l'hafsed ra'yasim n'amakom el tamid ro'o samat sheyifra. Meaning there are three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to be looking at them until he gives them their payback. Ona'a, v'gezel, v'odazara. You're not going to escape the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for those three averos. Ona'a, d'chsev, v'biyadu anach. Gezel, d'chsev, chamas, v'shod, yishma ba'alpanai tamid. Avodazara, d'chsev, ha'ama machis mosi alpanai tamid. Again, that sense of tamidus means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to be looking at you until he punishes the person for that avera. Amrav Yudolon, ye'a adam zari b'tavua b'toch beso, shem riv mutsui b'toch beso, shal adam el eskitvua. A person should always be careful to make sure there's food in this house, there's grain in his house, because very often shalom bayis problems come because there are financial problems and they can't put food on the table. Shnemar asam gvulek shalom chelv chitim yaspiech. Rav Papa, and Rav Papa says, Hainu dar miyinchi, you know, that's what people say, k'mishlam sari mikado, when the barley is finished from the jar, nakish va'asi tigra bebesa. That's when shalom bayis problems come a knocking. That's when you have all sorts of fights coming up in the house when there's no more grain in the house. Chassam Sofer has an unbelievable vart over here. In Chassam Sofer al Torah in Parshas Vayigash, he has an unbelievable vart. He says, why is it that Rav Papa says, you know, k'da amri inchi, you know, people say when there's no more food, that's when people start to fight. Didn't we just quote a pasuk that said that? So what does the k'da amri inchi add that we didn't already learn from the pasuk? Also, the pasuk said chitim, and the amri inchi said sa'orim. Right? So why the shift from one to the other? So the Chassam Sofer says that every person has a gvul to his chachma. Every person is intelligent, but there's something that makes them go crazy. There's something that makes them go out of their mind and start to think irrationally. For some people, it's kina. For some people, it's taiva. Right? That when they have kina about something, so then they stop thinking rationally. When they see someone that they're jealous of, or whatever, they just start thinking in absurd kinds of ways. The chacham, the Talmud chacham, his point where he stops thinking rationally is when it comes to shalom. That when it comes to shalom, he'll do anything in order to preserve shalom. So he's always knowing al pi seichel, but his gvul is shalom. When there's a machlokas, he'd rather be called a shote in order to preserve shalom than to be involved in a machlokas. As long as there shouldn't be a machlokas, that's what the pasuk is saying. Pasuk is saying hasam gvuleich shalom. If your gvul, your boundary of where you're going to hit sanity or insanity is shalom, chel chitim yaspiech, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless you with mizonos. But the difficulty that remains from the pasuk is, where's the midah k'neged midah in that? Because I avoid machlokas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me food? So that's what the Kedar Mi'inshi comes to answer. Kedar Mi'inshi tells me, because once the last bit of food, even the lowest kind of food, sa'orim, is gone from the house, that's when you're going to have machlokas. Ah, so now we understand the midah k'neged midah very well. That if I make shalom my gvul, if that's the only time where I'm going to go, I'm going to stop thinking rationally and I'm going to be a shota and I'll allow other people to call me a shota in order to preserve shalom. If that's my gvul, now I understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me food. Because without food, I'm not going to be able to preserve a sense of shalom. With food in the house, you'll be able to preserve a sense of shalom. V'amar v'chinna bar papal, the only adam zari b'tvua b'toch beisul shalom nukri shal dalim el izkei tvua. A person should always have food in his house because Jews are only called dalim, destitute, because of tvua. Shnemar v'ya imzari Yisrael v'gal meru k'siv v'yachna aleim v'ksiv v'yidal Yisrael ma'od v'chim midyan. That v'yidal when you don't have food. Person should always be careful about the honor of his wife. Because a person only has bracha in his house because of his wife. Because bracha was good to Avram because of Sarah. So even though Pasha Pshad and Pasuk is, it's not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's the drash over here. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu being good to Avram because of Sarah. V'hainu damar lehu rava l'bnei mechuza okiru l'nasheichu kiechi ditisatru. And that's what Ravi used to always advise the b'nei mechuza, treat your wives as precious gems because that's what's going to turn you rich one day. Tanan Hasam, Chatchu Chulios, V'nasim Chol Bin Chulia L'Chulia. If a person cuts up chulios, which are different pieces of an oven, klicheres, that are divided into sections, and he puts sand in between them to connect them, so Rabbi Lazar says that such an oven is tahar, v'chacham metamin, and the chacham say that such an oven is tameh. What does this have to do with Anas Dvarim? So we'll see. This is one of the probably one of the five most famous stories in Shas. Says the Gemara, v'zeu tanur shalachnai. This is what we call the tanur shalachnai. My achnoi, what does achnoi mean? Am Rabbi Dom Shmuel sheikifu dvarim ka'ach nezuvetim uhu, that they wrapped words around it like a snake slivers and wraps around something, and they were metame this oven. Tana ba'osu ayom, the day that they paskin that this oven should be tame. Again, keep in mind, Rabbi Lazar held it was tar, the chachamim held it was tame, and they went and they voted and they said that it's tame. On that day, Heshev Rabbi Lazar called tshuva shabalim v'lo kiblu emenu. Rabbi Lazar responded with every tshuva he could possibly come up with to explain why it's really tahar, and they didn't listen to him. Amar Lahem, he said to them, if the halach is like me, this carob tree should show that I'm correct. And the tree lifted itself up and moved 100 amos. And some say it moved 400 amos. They said, sorry, you can't bring a raya from a charuv. He said, okay, if the halach is like me, let the stream of water show. The stream of water started to flow upstream. They said, well, you can't bring a raya from an amas hamayim. If the halach is like me, let the kosei beis hamedrash show. He took kosei beis hamedrash lipol. The kosei beis hamedrash started to lean over as if they were going to fall. Garbam Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua got angry at the kosei beis hamedrash. He said, "Im tamidei chachamim enatzchem zezeh b'alacha atem mativchem." Tamidei chacham are arguing in halacha. Why are you getting involved? Get out of this discussion. Lo naflum nei kvado shel Rabbi Yeshua. So the Kosei Beis HaMedrash didn't fall because of the honor of Rabbi Yeshua, but v'lo zakvu mipnei kvado shel Rabbi Lazar. They didn't stand back up because of the cover of Rabbi Lazar. V'adayin matin v'yomdin, and they're still leaning and standing in that position. And then he finally said to them, "Im alacha kamosi min hashamayim yochichu. If the halacha is like me, let it be shown min hashamayim that I'm correct." Yatza Baskel v'yamra malach ha-metzal Rabbi Lazar shalacha kamosu b'kal makom. So Baskel came out and said, "Why are you chepping with Rabbi Lazar? The halacha is always like Rabbi Lazar b'kal makom." Amar Rabbi Yeshua al Ragov. So now Baskel paskin, Kosh Baruch Hu paskin, right? Rabbi Yeshua gets up and he says, "Va'amar lo b'shamayim hi. We don't listen to a heavenly voice. The Torah was given to mankind, and we have to paskin based on what we know, not based on what it says up in Shemayim. My lo b'shamayim hi. What does it mean lo b'shamayim? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu shekvar nitna Torah me'ar Sinai." Einon mashkichon bebaskol sharei kasafta behar Sinai b'Torah achrei rabim lahatos, because it says in the Torah achrei rabim lahatos, and that's the way we determine the halacha. We don't care about what the baskol says. Period. That's the story. The Gra has an interesting idea. He says, why is it dafka the three rays that he brought were from a charuv, an amas hamayim, and the kol sebeis hamedrash? So the Gra says, in Kol Eliyahu, one of my Talmidim told me last night that this Gra could be found in Kol Eliyahu, that he says that in order for a person to be zochel to the Keser Shel Torah, you need three midos, three primary midos. Number one is histapkus b'muat, the person has to be satisfied with very little. Number two is anava, sense of humility. And number three is hasmada and shkeda, a person has to put in a lot of hasmada, a lot of effort, a lot of toil. So he says, Rabbi Lazar's first raya, because he wants to show that he's right in Torah, that his psak halach was correct, was from a symbol of histapkus b'muat, was from the charev. Why is the charev a symbol of histapkus b'muat? The Gemara in Tainis Chavdal Ramad Bey says, chanina b'ni, Dailo bekav charuvin me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Chanina b'ni can deal with so little. The whole world is standing because of Chanina b'ni's zchus, but he himself can live on kav charuvin, on charuv me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. That's a symbol of istapkus b'muat. So Rabbi's trying to say, I have this midah of istapkus b'muat. They tell him, yeah, but that's only one of the midos, not good enough. Then he brings a raya from the Amas Hamayim. Amas Hamayim is a symbol for Anivus. Why is it a symbol for Anivus? Gemara in Tainis Zayin Amal Aleph says, why is Divrei Torah compared to Mayim? Just like Mayim Manichim Makom Gavava Halchum Makom Namuch, just like water always finds the lowest place, it always goes down to the lowest place. Divrei Torah are Miskayim in a person who's an Anav, in a person who's Mashpil Atzmo, who has a sense of Anivus. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar was saying, look, I've mastered the sense of Anivus. And they tell him, yeah, but that's only 2 out of 3. And then he says, yeah, Kolsei Beis HaMedrash Yochichu. And the Kolsei Beis HaMedrash are the only ones that could be made about my Asmada. The Kolsei Beis HaMedrash are there at 3 in the morning when I'm the only one left in the Beis HaMedrash. They see the Asmada that I put in. So I shrev that Midah too. So you see that I'm Kona Torah. But at the end of the day, they tell him, look, we believe you're a Ben Torah and everything. But bottom line is, we have to paskin based on our own mind and based on what we know to be true, not based on the Yurayos Minash Shamayim. The Tosos is bothered over here, and in several places in Shas, that the Gemara in Yavama says that we paskin like Beis Hillel because the Baskol came out and said that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So why do we paskin like Beis Hillel if it's a Baskol that came out and said that? I thought we don't paskin like a Baskol. So Tosos has a number of suggestions. First, Tosos says, first of all, Beis Hillel was the Rabbim also, meaning it is paskin like the Rabbim when you go like the Beis Hillel. It's just that there was a Havamin that's paskin like the Beis Shammai because Beis Shammai were mechadidi tfei, they were sharper, they were smarter. So there was a Havamin that's paskin like the Beis Shammai. So that's why we needed the Baskol to encourage us to follow what it really says, Acharei Ablahatos, which is what we were really supposed to do, lahalacha. Also, over here, the Baskol wasn't really trying to paskin. The Baskol was more just trying to defend the honor of Reb Elazar. That's what it seems, Tosel says. But maybe if the Baskol were trying to paskin, it would be a different story. And maybe then you'd be able to paskin like the Baskol, which is an unbelievable chiddush. There is a Mishnah in Yevamos. The Mishnah in Yevamos says if you hear a Baskol saying that a man died, you're Masin es Ishto al pi Baskol. You can let his wife get remarried based on that Baskol. So most of the Rishonim point out that over there, Baskol doesn't mean a heavenly voice. Over there it means you hear someone saying that a man is dead, but you can't find the person who said it. You just hear a voice coming from afar. But it's a human being. It's a person. And Eir Echad is Neman, about a man dying, to be Matir Naguna. So that would be good enough. But still, it enters the discussion. There are those that understand that that it relates to a real Baskol. Good. That's the other chiluk that a lot of the Rishonim and Achronim make. That when it comes to a Metzius, perhaps you can rely on a Baskol for a Metzius. It's a Chida that has a major discussion of this topic. Can you rely on a Baskol for a Metzius? So it could be that for a Metzius it's different than for Halacha. Good. Asher Rabbi Nassim Eliyahu. Rabbi Nassim happened to run into Eliyahu and Navi. Amalei, may I have a kutcha bruchu b'yishaita? He said to Eliyahu and Navi, what was God doing when this whole conversation was going on? Amalei, kachayach v'amar netzchuni banai, netzchuni banai. He was saying, wow, my children have been minatzeach. So what does that mean, netzchuni? So Pashup Shad is, it means they've defeated me. Here I go and I make miracles and I try to show that Allah is one way, and they outsmarted me, they defeated me by saying that, no, we have the Pasuk in the Torah, Akreb Mahatos. The Maritz Chaya says, no, that's not what it means. Maritz Chaya says, unbelievable. He says, the Rambam writes in Moreh Nevuchim that if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzchius, you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal, then you have to believe that its Torah is eternal as well. And that means that if there's a Pasuk in the Torah, that Pasuk is always true. No matter what evidence you see to the contrary, no matter what simanim you see to the contrary, when there's a Pasuk in the Torah, it's always true. And when you're made on the Nitzchius of Torah, you're made on the Nitzchius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says Maritz Chaya, when they said, I don't care how many simanim and how many miracles and how many things you show us, Reb Elazar, state in Pasuk, lo b'shamayim hi. It says in Pasuk, achrei Rabbim lahatos. That's what it says in the Pasuk, that's all we know. And it doesn't matter what rayas you bring us. What it says in the Pasuk is all that matters. So they showed the nitzchius of the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, nitzchuni banai. What does it mean, nitzchuni banai? Not that they defeated me, they made me netzach. They showed that I'm nitzchius. They showed that I'm eternal. The beautiful part from Ratz Chai. So anyway, I'm that day they burned all the taras that Reb Elazar was matar based on that psak, and they went and they burnt him in a fire, and they got together and they voted and they put him in a cherim. Once they put him in a cherim, they said, okay, who's going to let him know that he's in a cherim? Tam Rabbi Akiva ani elech. Shami elech adam sheino agun viodiu. So Rabbi Akiva says, I'll go because lest someone who's not an appropriate person go and tell him. V'nim to machrav is kol alam kulo. And then Rabbi Lezer is going to get really mad and he's going to destroy the entire world. So Master Rabbi Akiva, what did he do? Lava shcharim v'nesatev shcharim. He wore black clothing. V'yashav v'fan of brach garb amos. And he sat 4 amos away from him. Omer Rabbi Lezer, Akiva, ma yom yomayim. Rabbi Lezer says, Akiva, why are you acting so strange? Omer Rabbi, k'medum li shachaverim b'deilim limcha. He says, it seems that people have separated themselves from you, that they put you in nidui. So he tore his clothing, took off his shoes, v'nishmat v'yashav gavikarka and sat down on the ground, meaning he started being noeg simani avelus, because by a nidui, that's what you have to do. A nidui is really a curse that a person should die. So you have to be noeg different nihugei avelus. That's why all the halachos of nidui are in Maseches Moed Katan. Zolgoin of Demos, and his eyes filled with tears, laka olam shlish b'zeisum, shlish b'chitim, shlish b'sorim, and one third of the world's zeisum, chitim, and sorim were destroyed on his account. V'yesham raf petzuk shvidei yishu tafach, and some say that even a woman's dough spoiled. Tana ach gadol haya, or af gadol haya, bosa yamshim, kalmach mishnasim bo enov Reb Lazar nisraf, that wherever Reb Lazar put his eyes, things burnt. For afram gamliel haya, well, actually I guess we'll stop there. Yeah, we got a daven. We'll stop there. Bez Hashem, we'll try to catch up tomorrow. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll finish Perek Hazav.